How to Feel Better When You're Miserable, Part 3. This is the third entry in a three-part series. You can also hear Part 1 and Part 2 if you haven't already done so. Now, some people will not feel better after doing the things I've mentioned previously to do, because they fear God more than they trust Him and His love for them. They think if they truly come and talk to Him with all their heart, He will not love them anymore. He will come to know who they are inside and all the things they are ashamed of about themselves. He will know their secrets and will not like them anymore. Some are afraid to talk about certain things to Him. They think that there are just things you can't talk to God about. They are afraid to talk about certain thoughts and feelings that might be sinful before God or toward other people, or certain sins they must hide from Him. They believe that as long as they don't talk to Him about it, they stay hidden from Him. They fool themselves to believe that God doesn't know about them already. Again, they're just too afraid to be themselves with Him completely. They don't believe enough in His great love for them. I don't blame them, and I understand them completely, because I was one of them. It wasn't until God revealed Himself to me and taught me how to pray that I overcome my fears of hiding things from Him. He had to show me how to pray and how to talk to Him, because I kept asking Him to reveal Himself to me. When He did, He showed me I couldn't hide things from Him. He hates it. It tells Him I don't trust Him enough to love me for who I am and to forgive me for whatever it is I've done wrong. I had to talk to Him about everything, everything, if I want to feel better. He knows every single thing about my heart and thoughts from the day I was born until my dying day. Even things I wasn't aware of that I thought, said, or entertained in my heart, He knows already. I cannot hide anything from Him. The only way to find Him is to come to Him with all of our hearts. If you want to feel better, you have to be yourself with Him and believe that He understands your every feeling and emotion every step of the way. Not only that, He loves you so much and wants to be your friend and Savior. He never condemns you. Your problem or issue in this life is nothing to Him. It could be the most stupid thing or the most embarrassing thing you could ever experience. Yet if you share it with Him, He will never make you feel stupid or horrible about yourself or laugh at you. He will never condemn you. He made you. He loves you. He died for you and your sins. The Bible tells us, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." John 3, verse 17. There is no one else that can love you better than He can. If you learn to truly trust Him with your most intimate emotions and thoughts, He will cherish them and lift you up. He will comfort you and assure you of His love. He will let you know that you can trust Him to keep your most intimate secrets and most intimate thoughts, and will never betray your confidence in Him. He will be a faithful friend to you until the end. We've got to learn to trust Him and believe in His great love for us. It is truly the only way to feel better for the rest of our lives. Finally, we need to thank Him. As soon as you feel a burst of faith in your heart, because that is one of the signs you're connecting to Him, praise Him. Thank Him for coming through for you and hearing your prayers, even if it hasn't come to pass yet. then when it comes to pass and you see that He's heard your prayers and worked things out for you, do not ignore it. Make sure you acknowledge Him and thank Him for it. This way, He will become more and more real in your life. And be encouraged to grant you more of your heart's desires and prayers. This is so important to making Him come to us again and again. I've found and experienced that what makes Him grant me my desires even more is because I get into detail in thanking Him for hearing my prayers, before and after. I express to Him my joy of His granting my desire. I tell Him how much that means to me. I tell Him how it made me happy and how it made me feel for Him to grant that desire. Appreciating Him, no matter how small that answered prayer is, makes Him come to me more and more to my rescue whenever I'm in trouble. Thanking Him and loving Him every time I come to Him always guarantees my feeling better. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto Thee. Hide not Thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline Thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Psalm 102, verses 1 through 2. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. Selah. Psalm 3, verse 4. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50, verse 15. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Prayer. Father, I thank You that You love me so much. I thank You that there is nothing I cannot share with You. All my thoughts and emotions are known to You. It is okay to be myself to You. You gave Your life for this very reason, to make me completely Yours. Being completely Yours is making myself completely known to You. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus, for Your grace and undying love for me. I love You so much. I pray, Father, that You will continue to help me love You. Help me to continue to believe in Your great love for me and not shy away from sharing with You every thought and every desire and longing I have in my heart. Anytime I'm worried or upset about something, help me to talk to You about it first and hear Your thoughts on it first before sharing it with anyone. Help me to learn to hear Your responses and wait on You. You are my life and You are my everything, Jesus. You mean so much to the world to me. I pray for more faith, Father. I pray this in Your most wonderful name, Jesus. Thank You, Father.